Put up your chair. I'm still talking about the Apostle Peter. Peter had to learn some lessons from our Lord, and one of those lessons was the lesson of humility. I'm going to read some scripture from Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. This is red letter stuff here. This is God talking. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one. And then I read in Proverbs 29 and 23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. And then I read from Peter's own words himself, after having learned the lesson of humility. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5 and 6, Peter says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you might be exalted in due time. In many of Peter's announcements, as well as some of his answers, Peter used generously the pronoun I. Self-confidence is the armor barrier of sin. Self-confidence, which is related to self-conceit, can blind one to his own ignorance and to his own weakness. Peter had to learn, not I, but Christ. Confidence in himself made him rush in where angels would not tread. He valued too highly his own importance, and this made him venture where he should have drawn back. But overrating himself, he presumptuously tried to rebuke and correct his master, the only disciple who dared to do so, as if he knew better than the all-wise teacher. Had he possessed more of the humility that he came to write about, he would have been silent when tempted to be outspoken. Peter was tempted, as we all are, to rely upon self and not be wholly dependent upon God. With his most extraordinary self-confidence, he had to learn to pray with the psalmist, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Confidence in himself turned Peter into an idle boaster and led him to throw cautions to the wind. Strong and forceful, Peter had complete confidence in himself. Though all men should be offended in you, I will never be offended. But before the night had passed, this boastful, self-reliant disciple denied his Lord three times. It was his self-confidence, which as chaff had been sifted from the wheat of Peter's character, and by painful trials and sad failures, he learned humility through suffering. Yet this vice became a virtue, for the very self-confidence betrayed Peter and made him too forward was the same element when sanctified, which helped to fashion him into the early church leader he became. The direct and immediate cause of some of Peter's most bitter humiliations constituted him the mighty spiritual force we see him to be in the first 12 chapters of Acts. Under divine training, Peter came to learn that the secret of victorious strength in service for Christ is self-distrust. When I am weak, then I am strong. Through his pride and self-confidence, Peter fell. Down a hard road he came to experience that. God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.